The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So that is Floorboards, a brilliant song by Callum Orr, which is coming out this week on his new album, Trials of Knowing. And I've been playing Callum stuff over the last little while. It's really good. But the album is really special. It came out on Friday, and he's got a big gig on the 20th of July in the Workman's Cellar. But we're very, very lucky because we have Callum on the line right now to have a chat about the album. How's it going, Callum?
Hey, Kieran. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
No bother. Great to have you. You're just back after a fairly unique holiday. You're in Inishbofin on your honeymoon. That sounds like a lovely relaxation before the big stress of releasing an album. How does it feel to have it out?
It's a huge relief, and I do have a talent for like packing a bunch of things into a very short space of time and just setting myself up for like these 3 week. Like stress mad stints, but it's great to have it out. It's my very first album, so it's like a really, really nice feeling, and like there's an internal checklist somewhere that's just gotten marked off, so it's a huge relief. And it's also, you know, I'm kind of in anticipation of this launch gig that's coming up as well, so there's a lot of emotions and a lot of relief, but there's still a lot yet to happen. So
And so how long have you sort of had the album done? I know you recorded it with Alvaretti, but how long have you kind of had it finished?
The thing itself has been finished since, it's been like, I got the masters, I think, in November of last year. But it took me a while to record this. Like I made the first demos in like early 2020. So it's been like 4 years really to get it out. And it's just because I work full time and I have a lot of other kind of interests and stuff like that. So I would come back to it when I could, you know, when I had the money and when I had the time and stuff like that. So yeah, about 4 years.
Yeah. So it's a real labor of love, but look, let's chat about the album. It's a great listen. I think probably reductively, I would maybe say it's kind of like indie rock mixed with kind of folk. There's definitely an Irish influence. I don't know if it's a trad influence, but it's kind of definitely an Irish folk influence. There's a lot of kind of lyrical focus, I'd say, on it. Did it come out in a way that you thought it might, or was it sort of just stumbling into discoveries as you went?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You're like the fourth person, I think, to say that to me about the kind of trad-y kind of influence there. And like there is one or two tunes on it where I was leaning into that. Like really, I wanted to write a song kind of really informed by the Irish trad stuff. Then like some people have said that like the other songs even have this kind of like tonality. The melodies and stuff have this kind of Irish tonality to them. So that's like, for want of a better metaphor, that's music to my ears, because I would say hugely influenced by that kind of like the trad revival that's kind of happening across the island. I didn't have trad really in my life at all growing up. Like with my family were very much kind of like rock and, you know, more contemporary stuff. And we weren't really a trad family. And just now that it's kind of like seeped into, there is like this cultural thread of trad that's come back, and just I'm powerless to kind of resist, I guess, that seeping into the songwriting and the singing and maybe the arrangements as well.
Yeah, well, you probably not something you do consciously. It's definitely a lilt. There's a way of singing, things like that kind of leans into it. But listen, it, the best music is always a mongrel. You know, it's a couple of things coming together. But thematically, I think there's a lot of stuff that I guess catches the ear pretty obviously throughout. You know, there's a lot of life and death. There's a lot of kind of, you know, state of the nation kind of stuff, I suppose. And there's, you know, illness and cancer and things like that. Like, it's very open. Is that something that you choose to lean into, or is it just the way that songs come out of you?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. I think it is probably a mix of both. I think I do choose to do it. Like, I'm a huge fan of Scott Hutchison from the band Frightened Rabbit. He was like, he's like a songwriter that I've always kind of idolized. And he was very like, I like the idea of songs that are just like super blunt and kind of confessional. So they don't, that you're not kind of hiding behind metaphors. You're kind of just saying just really bluntly what you feel and singing it, like putting it to a tune. So I'd say it is kind of conscious to a degree. And I do very much do like to use songs as a kind of like the whole songwriting process as a way of exercising something, you know, like putting shape on something internal that you want to externalize. And I guess for me, I'm getting better over time with things like metaphor and like meter and rhyme and like, you know, making things a little bit more poetic. But I won't try and shove that into a song where it's not good. You know, like if if the the only way I can externalize it at the moment is by just stating it plainly, then I'll just kind of like, well, that's the song. Yeah, a mix of both.
Yeah, but it sounds confident, I think, the album. It doesn't sound like a debut album. It kind of sounds confident. Like, there's a couple of things that you're mixing with, which delivery styles that you're playing with, that I think it takes a kind of confidence in your own writing to do. Like, sarcasm is hard to put across, but there's a kind of a bit of sarcasm in the opening track. There's a lot of questioning, and it's very varied. There's a confidence in the kind of styles, which I think is really impressive. You know, you move between styles quite easily. I mean, where does this confidence come from?
Oh, it's, I guess, like, it's my first album, but I've been releasing music for 10 years or so, you know, so maybe there's a confidence that comes with that. I've just released just a slew of EPs. I was just stuck in EP land, you know, for a long time. But I released, like, long EPs, where if there is such a thing.
Extended EPs. EEPs.
Yeah. extended plays. But I guess, like, so it's my first album, like, the first thing with, like, you know, 10 tunes that I've really put a lot of focus on. But it's not, I've been releasing music a long time and writing songs for a long time, so maybe there's a confidence that comes with that. And I do like to play with styles a little bit, and I find that kind of just happens naturally. I do have quite a broad taste, I think, in music. I do, there's very few styles that I don't really, like, love a lot about them, so I like the idea of, like, playing with styles kind of keeps it exciting, and playing with new instruments and, you know, being inspired by that and resonating with the instrument and seeing what comes out is something that's, like, really where I find a lot of the joy in the thing is the variety of styles.
Look, it's a great album to listen to. Callum Orr, the album is called Trials of Knowing. At times, there's a real richness in it. There's a real, really affecting stuff. Like, there's a song called Dust. There's a song called As Long As I Have Time. And there's a song that you wrote for your mom called Hello Marianne. Obviously a nod to Leonard Cohen there. But it's just something to be very proud of. So I think it's an excellent piece of work. The album has been launched on the 20th of July in the Workman's Cellar. I hear rumours of a string quartet at that as well. So if anyone's going to that, it's going to be very special. But let's play a song from the album now. We played Floorboards, which is kind of one of the more sort of indie kind of pop rock ones, I suppose, if that makes sense. But a song that really kind of caught my attention was a song called Crushing Machine. So we're going to play that now. It ends with a poem, which is kind of amazing. Your cousin Elvis saying a poem. But can you tell us a little bit about this song before you play it, Callum?
Yeah, sure. So Crushing Machine is, I guess, the album tends to kind of, it starts in, like, quite dark thematically, I would say, and then by the, like, towards, like, as it progresses, it gets a bit lighter, and there is this kind of, like, darkness to light kind of narrative, I guess, that I kind of just emerged out of it. But the song I wrote Crushing Machine after finding out my mom got this really scary stage 4 breast cancer diagnosis, which just, like, knocked us all for six, and this song was, like, I wrote it kind of within the first couple of weeks, just, like, in a state of panic, I would say, and, like, anxiety and death anxiety, etc. This is just, I guess the song is, this is, the metaphor is quite directed. It's just, like, being really afraid of dying and people I love dying, and kind of visualizing that as, like, a crushing machine with everyone on just on a conveyor belt. And it's just approaching this kind of, like, violence, which is, you know, really how it felt internally. It just felt very kind of, like, senseless and violent. And then the poem is something I also wrote around the same time, which is kind of it's the same theme. It's after a weird dream I had, actually, about imagining, like, the vast sea of the universe and how, you know, all of humanity is just this, like, speck, just this, like, flicker on a wave that's breaking. It's, like, a very kind of strange way of visualizing it, but this feeling of being insignificant in this huge, uncomprehensible kind of darkness that surrounds us. So it's all very dark, really, but
yeah, the vastness of the universe and that we're all tiny specks. Big stuff, anyway. But I think it's important to say your mom is okay, I believe. So that's important to mention.
Yes. Yeah. We're living with it, and it's working particularly well. So, yeah.
Okay. Look, it's a pleasure to listen to you. The album is Trials of Knowing. Callum Orr, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thanks for having me on, Kieran. Lovely chatting to you.
Yeah, and let's play something. Let's play Crushing Machine, which you just chatted about. It's Radio Nova, and this is Callum Orr.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.